Hello, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of Boss Barrel Radio. This is episode 90. With me today is Griffin Hoffman.
I want to party like it's episode 90.
And Matt Lake.
Never forget. That's not funny, John. I don't know why you're Ryan laughing Fielder. At that.
Fuck you.
Who has the bones of a 90-year-old.
Yes, you do.
And I'm your host, John Stanhope. Today is 9/11, so yes, never forget.
Tomorrow it's 9/12.
Yep, tomorrow is 9/12. And if we don't hurry
when
up,
when this podcast goes up,
if we don't hurry up, we're going to transcend time and space, so that'll be weird.
It's a time capsule of game discussion.
Yep. Not a lot of news this week, but at least I've been playing stuff. Ryan still probably hasn't played anything. Even the swelling has gone down, though. That's nice.
Yeah. That's because I'm holding it above my heart all hours of the day.
Oh.
It gets annoying.
You can move your fingers, which is better than last time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is one step closer to gaming.
I felt like you on Sunday when I was doing some intense Star Trek watching, and I was playing a ton of Bejeweled on my cell phone. And I was holding the phone in such a way that I lost all feeling.
That I broke
my
arm.
No, I just lost all feeling in my pinky. And I thought it was really interesting because I was grabbing it. And it's that weird sensation where it's like, I know that's attached to me, but I can't feel it.
Oh, you have
no
idea.
And I started flicking it. And it's just like, nope, that's completely dead right now.
When I had my surgery yesterday, for about 12 hours afterwards, my entire left arm was completely dead. Just felt like a dead meat sack hanging from my side.
Again, you know, you do all of these things that just continue to get you hurt. Do you remember a time when you had a back harness?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, but just why do you continue to put yourself in peril?
Because it's fun. Huh? I like doing the things.
Okay, I'm glad you like paying the medical bills, too.
The trick is you just don't pay them.
Oh,
God, okay. Don't pay for things.
Take that, Obamacare.
Right. Oh, man. Okay. Well, I mean, this week, aside from losing feeling in my pinky, watched a ton of Star Trek.
Give yourself a stranger?
No. It wasn't
just the pinky.
It was just part of my hand that was dead. Let's see. I also finished Transformers. Finished the game twice, actually, to get both endings. Did you do that, Griff?
Yeah. Double endings.
Yeah.
There are two endings. Both of which
are the same.
Yeah.
Great.
One's a Decepticon ending?
Yep.
Because, well, I finished it, and after the credits, I looked at my reflection in the screen and went, do you really think it's necessary to finish this game a second time?
So
no,
did you
not
play
at all.
Over, or did you just load
no,
it?
No, it's just that last chapter you have to load again, which even that's too much.
No, that last chapter is awesome.
That last chapter is actually the best chapter in the entire game.
If that whole game was like that, that would be the best.
Yeah, especially the part where you're Jazz fighting Bruticus. Oh, yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Good.
What makes it so good?
That it's a lot more open, and you can move around a lot more, and it's a lot more free to transform from one thing to another and fight as whatever you kind of want.
I think it's just...
And it also does a lot of switching from one to another and being fast paced.
The momentum is all the way. You're just constantly doing the best part of each level, and you're not dealing with repetitive bullcrap. It's just once the awesome part gets done, then it's not like I have to run through this hallway. They just throw you into the next crazy balls out Transformer nonsense bit.
Yeah, if the whole game had been like that, it'd been sweet. Especially with the spinning logo. Go oh, you're Autobot. Now you're Decepticon. The logo just switches. It's an episode of Transformers. It's really good.
Well, that's first on my list whenever I get my thumb back.
It's a good thing. Good thing to do.
Let's pause here for 2 seconds. All right. I already said pause.
And we're back. Sorry about that, guys. We had a small technical issue. So, Ryan, you said that's going to be your first thing to play?
Yeah.
You understand that by the time you get back in health, you got a tall order. You're going to have Transformers and Borderlands, and then Dishonored's going to be coming out, and then Assassin's Creed. Your shit pile's going to stack up real quick.
Well, then after that, there's nothing really.
Yeah.
Halo 4?
Not that excited.
What about Black Ops 2?
Black Ops 2.
Yeah, I'll play that, but that'll be multiplayer. Which will probably be more. No, Transformers multiplayer.
First thing to do is going to be finish.
Think about everything.
Finish Darksiders too, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if I even want to.
Oh.
With all that stuff coming in. Maybe I'll just watch a video.
You should just finish. If you're at where you are now, you may as well just suck it up and finish it. And,
yeah.
And tell me I'm right.
Yeah. I also finished Walking Dead Episode 3. That game is good.
Are you excited for Episode 4 from that trailer?
Yeah, I think I am. Not. I think I'm like, I kind of want to just see where this is going.
I'm curious to see where it goes, but I'm just, from the trailer, just like Episode 3, I'm not really that impressed.
Well, what I will say is there's an interesting sort of reveal that happens in that like trailer that I'm just like, you could have not told me about that. You could have made
the zombie.
You could have made that like a bigger deal. Well, hold on a second.
Everybody's a zombie.
Well, your main character is yelling at somebody, if you come back, I'll kill you.
Well, yeah,
is that what you're talking about?
No, not that. Maybe this I'm getting confused with something that happened in episode 3. That
maybe nobody's a zombie.
Nobody's a zombie.
Huh. I'll talk to you later off air about that, because I don't want to bring up any questions here that might ruin anything for people who might not have played episode 3 yet.
Get into it.
Other than that, I played Sleeping Dogs.
I'll work on it at the end of this week.
Oh, that sounds good. Sleeping Dogs.
Anybody doesn't care sound about fun game? If you say you have to work on it.
I heard
it.
It's good.
It's all right.
Do you rent it or?
I'm red boxing it.
Oh, okay.
So, I was bored one day and I was like, I'm gonna just check out this game.
Huh.
It's this is what that game is.
Okay.
It is Grand Theft Auto meets Batman in a really bad place in both their lives.
Sounds great.
Bad place in both their lives. So yeah.
In China, basically.
In Hong Kong, yeah.
Yeah. The story's interesting if you like all that like Dan Wu, like sort of like Chinese mafia stuff going on.
Yeah.
Who's Dan Wu?
He does all like those.
John Woo?
Oh, I'm sorry. John Woo. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Dan Woo is the brother.
His other brother.
Dan Woo.
John Woo. No, I'm sorry. I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore.
Is it John Woo style? Like, is it hard boiled drama?
I jumped off of a roof and doves flew across my path.
Okay.
And what? That's good. They flew you to safety?
No.
No.
They just flew past me.
Did you ever jump onto a dolly and slide across a long empty room while shooting both Beretta 9mm at the same time?
I have slid across many things, but I have not shot anything while sliding.
Oh, that's a problem.
In fact, I have not shot a gun yet.
Oh, you're at that part. Weird. Okay.
I haven't gotten to gun combat yet.
Have you kicked a pool table ball out of the socket and then kicked it in air to someone's forehead?
Not yet. I have, however, shoved someone's face into an...
a buzzsaw?
No, the fan of a air conditioning unit.
Oh.
It's on a roof and saw this thing and shoved his face into
it. Like a big industrial AC unit?
Like,
was he okay?
He didn't move any... He refused to fight me afterwards.
What did you say? Did you say... chill.
No. I said you might put some ice on that.
Nice. Tell him to cool off.
Yep, cool off. I kicked somebody into a phone booth and told them they better call somebody.
Oh, nice.
I don't know. There's all sorts of environmental things that you can throw people into. Although the throwing mechanic leaves something to be desired. Like, because you can grapple people and then throw them into things, and once you figure that out, it's like, why wouldn't you just do this the whole time? Because it's an instant KO. Like, I'm just going to grab you, and I'm just going to run you over here and put your face into this vending machine, and then you're not going to get up. There's a counter system that's where it's like Batman-y. Is like, you're going to see somebody highlight red, and then they're going to attack you.
Batman-y. That's actually Dan Wu's alter ego. It's Batman-y.
Manny faces.
I think it's actually Batmanity.
Oh, the Batmanity. God. The laziest of bat knockoffs.
So he, it's got a counter system. The guy will highlight red and try to attack you, and then you hit triangle and you counter. It's not bad, but it's just not as fluid as what Batman is. The new Batman, anyway.
Does the cover of this game have like a big silver, like?
It's like white and black with little bits of red and gold. It looks very like cartoony.
I saw a game in the red box today, actually, and I wanted to try it, but then I remembered that I wouldn't get very far.
Yeah. It's all right. It's fine. I really like the sort of premise that's being set up here, where it's just like you're this double agent that's, you know, you're getting into the mob to get at these guys, and you're a cop. So that's kind of cool. And it has this weird like level up progression system where you can level up two sides of your same character, where it's like you've got the cop side of you that's leveling up. So the more copy things you do, you get to level up those abilities. And then you, which is like, I'm going to disarm this person. It makes it easier for like to disarm. And it,
that's
like,
a Paul Walker tree.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And then the other tree is
the Vin Diesel tree,
which is like, I'm actually like,
I'm a hard ass motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly. And those are like, I punch harder or I take hits better. Like that sort of stuff.
I know how to use a baseball bat,
uh-huh.
If you know what I mean.
And so far, my best or my favorite mission in that game was the dude you're working for says, you know what? You've been doing such a good job. I'm going to give you your own bus taxi route. And I was just like,
what?
So a bus taxi?
Yeah, wait, it's
a taxi buses?
It's a bus that charges fare. And people own them and drive them around town. And so my understanding of it when I went out to do this was that, oh, that means that I get to go hustle that the guy who operates the bus for money, you know, so that he can run the route that's in our neighborhood. No, it's like drive this bus and force the other bus driver out of the neighborhood by basically driving him off the road until he decides
Staring
to not ride there
the
anymore.
Other bus drivers.
Yeah, basically the mission consisted of me.
So you play asshole bus?
Yes, it was really awesome. And there's a button in this game while you're driving that you hit the west button, the X or square button, and it makes you ram. Like it's not boost. No. It's pretty much like I hit this button and it makes my car lurch in a direction.
So which, it's a hydraulics bus.
Yeah, kind of. And it's for every vehicle. And so, you know, you're going in there with an empty bus and you just keep hitting or honking at this, like harassing the heck out of this bus driver until he pulls over, lets all of his people off, and they get on your bus, and then you have to safely drive them to their destination. It's hysterical.
So all these people want to get on the bus that was attacking the
right,
other bus.
Exactly. I was in love
with this. Is the Offspring playing the entire time this is going on too?
Oh, man. The radio stations in that game are freaking
Let's get crazy, freaking bus.
Great. They're great. There's one that is just what's the like the circus time music, like old like yeah, pretty much like yeah. It is. There is a station that is dedicated to like old timey like circus music.
Who does that play to?
I don't know.
One person is like, oh,
I felt completely.
It's for me.
I felt completely justified when I hopped on like a little moped scooter and turned on that station. It was just like. Just zipping around town with that playing for some reason.
Do you have like a little monkey on the back of it, like going around in circles?
Yeah, grinding that accordion machine out.
Another thing that it
Did
has.
Did you play the Song of Storms?
Another thing it has, it's really. I'm not sure how I feel about it because I feel like it doesn't have to exist, but in this game, for some reason, it seems like it's okay. Is clothes actually make a difference? Like. You wearing certain...
Damn right they do!
They do in an appearance standpoint, but it's like, you wear certain sets of clothes and they can augment bonuses for your, like, you do more damage, or you take less, like
So it's kind cop, of RPG-ish cop heat.
In a weird way. It's really, like, RPG-ish in that same way that it's like, you're leveling up two sides of your same person. It's kind of cool.
Sounds like Darksiders.
And you... At first, I was like, God, it's going to take forever for me to earn cash for things. But it's like, nope, you earn cash like a crazy person. I went from starting out with like 500 Chinese dollars to like I've like 4,500 now. It's like it jumps up quick.
So with the two systems, where one you're being a raw dog, and the other one you're doing straight-laced cop, does that help to alleviate the issue of the Grand Theft Auto issue of where you're supposed to be playing a sane, normal person with a drive and motive, and then at the same time you can also run people off the roads and go on rampages, and then nobody acknowledges it later? Like, does it solve the bipolar nature of open world games?
I think it does, because you know, if I'm doing like a bad guy mission that's purely a side mission, not story driven, I'll actually go to jail, and it'll be like this quick quick cutscene of other undercover cop dude that's like, hey, you gotta really watch yourself because we can't keep bailing you out like this. But really, they kind of can. And I do like it because they've got cop mission, kind of like Infamous. They've got cop missions and they've got gangster missions, so you can go do both to earn experience for both. So it's like you are doing good guy mission stuff while being sort of shady, but then you're also doing like shady dealing stuff while trying to be a cop. So it's, you get a little bit of both. I kind of like that. So you don't feel...
Are you going to do a lot of the side missions?
Yeah, probably not. I was really thinking about that as I was playing that game.
As we were attacking the other bus and the other guys got on your bus?
That was a storyline mission, and I really, like I said, that's probably my favorite one.
If that mission was in Saints Row, it'd be called Bus Futter.
Yep. Yeah, it would. So, yeah, so far it's all right. I kind of like it. It doesn't do anything spectacular, but it's, at the same time, it's like, it's not doing anything bad. So, no, it's good.
Only you do the bad thing.
It's good. It's not bad.
If you choose.
Only you prevent bad thing fires.
Yep.
Who is the sleeping dog?
I don't know. That's pretty much, pretty much it. I do like that the game like sort of jumps between Cantonese and straight up just English like all the time.
Oh, that's cool.
And it'll always subtitle for certain things that are spoken in Cantonese.
Ne ho longa.
So if it's in English, does it have subtitles in Cantonese?
No.
Why not?
Well, because you can set that stuff, and I told it I don't want to see that.
Oh. Well, you're not playing the game like you should.
That's why.
This is also part Rosetta Stone.
Zitza!
Sorta.
Zitza Pidua!
I didn't really...
Stop it, you're scaring me. Oh, you're learning Cassandra's language. That's great.
It's one of the side missions.
Yeah.
Well, yep. That's...
Rib for her pleasure.
I mean, that's all I got this week. Matt,
you said Dust514, sorta. What does that mean?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I had that on there, too. Well, shortly after we did our last recording, I noticed that I got an invitation to go do the Dust514 beta.
So they opened it up.
Griff, can you tell me what I'm doing wrong if I go to start a quick match and then it says that your drop suit's incompatible?
Did you adjust any of your stuff beforehand?
No, I haven't. I didn't touch anything. I just made my dude and then it was like, let's go play this thing. And it's like,
are you made a dude?
Yeah.
Did you set him up with armor and gear?
Yeah, I think so.
Because I think this is where I was saying before that, like, I do not understand the systems. I think that it's kind of like a tabletop RPG or like a D&D thing where it's like you only have so many points to work with, and each thing that you equip costs so many points. So you may be overburdened or overmaxed on some sort of loadout.
It kept telling me that something was incompatible, and I was like, okay, well, then, like, but every time I went to, like, it's like, not enough items in stock, incompatible, and so I was like, okay, well, there's a button that says go buy it, and then I would click the thing, like, buy this thing, and then it would still say I have nothing in stock. So I was just like, I don't know. I'm trying to read all the stuff that you're telling me.
God,
and
no.
It's all of it says that I think I'm doing the things right, but
you want to talk about Rosetta Stone. You don't need one for that game.
Right? Where's my tomb for Dust?
Where is the quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog of Dust 514?
Right. I was just like, I think this is, but no, like I joined, how do Like, if your stuff's broken, how does it let me join a match?
I would just go back into all of your loadouts and just hit reset everything to default.
I even tried that. Like, I got rid of everything and then tried, like, purchase. Like, it's like, no.
Because don't purchase anything. Don't buy things.
I'm just going to have to try to make a new character because it just would not let me play. So I was just like...
Don't purchase things.
And it was really funny. It's like, after I started the account and, like, went and played, like, the next email I got was like, we'd like to receive your feedback on... I'm like, I would like to give you feedback, but right now, the feedback is...
You take a picture of your foot and then a picture of an ass, and you're like...
This plus this equals my opinions. I don't know, like, I can't play your game because it's just a little... Like, sure, I was all set for something that was going to be a little convoluted, a little, like, crazy, but... I also kind of want to, like, play your game.
I just want to, let's go do this shit button.
Right. I also really don't, like...
I'm not playing EVE Online for a reason. Right. Like, give me an easy in.
Yeah, make the barrier to entry just a little lower.
Right.
Gosh, so it's weird. So I kind of want to attack it again, but I don't have the time to dedicate to it just right now.
Yeah.
Maybe tomorrow. Let's see.
I think they were just saying you're not compatible with it, John.
Yeah, basically. It's like, you're not right for this. Well, that's probably a good that's a good guess.
Too white.
Not enough yellow.
Back of the line, sir.
Let's see. Also, I think I'm done with I've been done for a long time with this, but I just don't really like a game that has a main menu constructed around the idea of it being a room you walk around in.
Yep.
Like, you basically have this weird, like, super futuristic apartment that you walk around when it's like, I gotta go to this TV and click this so that I can go play my match.
Yeah.
I gotta go over this.
That was so NBA 2006.
PlayStation Home out of beta yet? Because that still runs with that feature.
Because that's what that was. And I think the only thing that I've ever played that I sort of really accepted this with was like Mass Effect. It's like, if I want to change my armor loadouts, I go to my room and I change my armor loadouts. Yeah. Which actually didn't seem all that cumbersome. And you know what? I did like in 3 that there are more than one places to go do that.
Right.
So...
Yeah. When they tell you, they're like, yeah, we refit everything so you can be down here and, like, load up your shit before you go on a mission. Because doesn't that make more sense? That's the Alliance way. You're like, sure it is. That makes total sense.
Sure. More things in more places. Great. You know what doesn't make sense, though? A freaking scanner room.
Yeah.
I hate that freaking room.
Scanner room.
I can't believe that Shepard.
Where
has
people
said that
don't
to the
come
council.
To attention when the damn commander is on deck. How about that, ladies? How about you shut up, stand at attention. Let me get through this stupid
stuck
screener.
Right there on this, like they start scanning you and you have to stop.
Yeah, I hate that. It's just like why
that's what I want for my future Mass Effect DLC. It's 400 Microsoft points, and all it is just a video of your Commander Shepard kicking those bitches out of the airlock, and they just explode in space.
I'm like, okay.
I can't believe the Commander...
It's like, okay, I get it. You guys are here to give me something to listen to while you load the next room, but this is horseshit.
I think with that DLC, it would be great if you did that, and then there would just be 2 new people there every time.
The only thing that would have made that setting more believable would have been if both those guards were like 200 pounds heavier. Space pounds heavier.
Yeah, if both of them look like
Rosie
Freddie
O'Donnell.
Prince Jr. Like they've been, then that'd have been great.
They've been hugging the dehydrated
I was say
potatoes.
They look like Louis Anderson.
Oh, sure. God. If they were just old, like, both of them look like Scotty from Star Trek. Great.
Matt, you do anything?
Besides listen to a bunch of podcasts, Borderlands 2 let you mess around with the skill trees on the characters, and I probably spent about an hour.
I spent about 2 hours Monday morning doing that.
What is wrong with you?
On the clock.
Hey, it's fun. What? I won't be able to play this game
for
a long time, so this is the only entertainment I can get out of Borderlands 2.
By the way, what are you guys getting that for? Have you guys a
360?
Xbox. Better get it for Xbox.
Xbox. Right. Xbox.
I'm just going to take the PlayStation one off of there then.
Yeah.
Yeah, change that. So basically, you can just spend skill points and level up your characters and see what to build, how you want to build out your character.
Is that four-player co-op?
Yeah.
God. Is it? Yep. Okay. Well, that's fun. So I was kind of deciding who I wanted to be.
Who are you going to be?
I'm
going to be Axton, aren't you?
The Gunzerker or the guy with the turret.
Nice.
So that's who I'm deciding between.
Isn't that the soldier?
Across, yeah.
It's like a commando, isn't it?
Yeah. Across the board on all internet websites, there's a lot of polls out there.
Have people already min-maxed the shit out of this?
No, there's not a lot of really good build loadouts that people have made, but Axton is the commando turret dude is the number one choice, or is the number two choice. Number one is Zero the Ninja. And the always back the pack is Gunzerker.
Really?
Yeah, I thought that'd be number one.
So should we try to set this up? So, well, no, I don't even want to do this.
No,
I don't even want to play.
Play what you want to play. Yeah,
we should all be a different character.
I don't even want to play this with you guys. I don't even know why I'm playing.
Everybody
this game.
Plays the same character.
Yeah. I mean,
no, we all play.
Everybody's the
same character.
Everybody's the chick.
Nobody
we already
plays
know
it
the
all.
Grip is.
Let's
the
all be the chick and let's play.
Oh God.
Spend a lot of time with that calculator, too.
Well, the reason why I was thinking Gunzerker is he has a lot of abilities that replaces his ammo, so you can get infinite ammo, kind of like how Roland did.
Yep.
And you can carry two guns and doing a lot of cooldown effects for your and making your Gunzerker ability last a lot longer, so I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
Commando has a lot of... I'm torn between splitting it off with upgrading my turret or just upgrading like health and shields and killing guys and recharging my health and my shields with when I kill guys. So, but what this really makes me want to, because I'm going home in October and it just makes me just really want to bring my console and just play this game no matter what.
I don't know why you didn't do
Probably
it
should.
Last time. Because
it's such a distraction. It's like, I'm so bored at my apartment that I'm forced to read and do homework. But
dude,
that was me. That was
create a game time budget for yourself. Be like,
I can't because every week is so
that
fun
on your
to
Xbox.
Play.
I'm pretty sure you can set that on your Xbox.
Be like,
parental
you cannot load this thing
down.
Up at a certain time.
Yeah,
maybe I will bring it back because.
Just do that.
Just really messing with the skill tree makes me want to play this game so bad.
Yeah, buddy. And what are you going to do when Torchlight 2 comes out? If it comes
well, I'm
out?
Playing that.
Well, what's the difference?
That's because it's already here, and I don't need to bring other stuff.
But Ryan, you better be healed up for Borderlands, because...
I'm going to figure out a way to play it anyway.
All right, good. I'm so excited for that game.
Just be like... Just find somebody else who sort of plays games to just sit next to you and you just yell at them a bunch.
No, don't shoot that. Shoot that. No, do that thing. Twist those
I'll be
knobs.
Able to do the right hand. I'll just need someone on the
just have somebody else holding that other controller. Yeah,
that's what she said.
That'll be weird.
I am torn, oddly, Matt, between all of classes. Every class.
Ugh.
I know. I've made no progress. This is how I've laid it out for myself, though, is if I play a Siren again... There is only one build I would play, and it's basically like a balanced build. Like I don't ever hit the end of the talent tree of any of them. I'm playing kind of like a weird mishmash of all three talent trees. If I play Axon, the commando, I could you have the most diversity where you could play left, right, middle, which is like basically you could play like heavy turret, heavy weapons. And then heavy defense and survivability.
Yeah.
So you could go anyway there. Gunzerker, I can see two paths that I'd want to play. One is like heavy gunzerking. Like you basically
create... That doesn't sound right.
Heavy gunzerking. You create your loadout so that you are always regenerating gunzerking and always regenerating ammo. And you put all these points into just constantly being in that state. Or... The other side would be playing a tank where you're just super survivable and then you have some other abilities on the side. And then I think the most interesting one is the ninja, which I am kind of leaning towards because you have...
See the sniper?
The sniping ability, which I really don't like, but the way that that character is set up sounds really fun.
Do they have a bird?
No. His abilities, he turns invisible.
I think I would do a sniper then.
So, but the thing about that character that's so cool is you either snipe or you are melee, which is a bizarre combo to have.
Can you spec both ways at the same time?
No,
that would be impossible.
You can't have other weapons.
No, if you play melee, you'll still have your weapons, but all of your if you go down the melee talent tree, all of your melee abilities are just like boosting your close combat, boosting your bleed damage, boosting your crit damage, boosting your ability to like move from enemy movement speed and like bonuses from when you melee dudes. And then on the other side, it's like the same thing but for sniping. Huh. And then there's a middle tree, which is like it focuses just on disappearing and doing like general damage.
I could see the disappearing and meleeing being a really good combo.
Yeah.
Disappearing and sneaking up behind people and then gunzerking him off.
Yeah. The other reason why I'm really interested in that character is because one of the things that Zero, the ninja, says when you activate your ability to disappear is he says, you've activated my trap card. Which is a quote from the Yu-Gi-Oh! Television show. Which makes me just really, really want to play that dumbass character.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So did you do anything else, Matt?
No.
No?
I didn't do anything else, no. Just podcasts and messing with the skill tree.
I see. How about you, Ryan? Anything fancy?
Playing any games since last time?
Uh-huh.
It was good and watching any good movies? Weekend. No, I watched some movies, but no. I watched every season of Prison Break.
I see.
Jeez.
That was 80 episodes in the past week.
Did they ever get out of that prison?
He got out of like 3 prisons and then also got into a couple prisons. Yeah.
I've never seen an episode of that show.
Yeah, neither have I.
Did they ever get off that damn island?
I couldn't even tell you what it's actually about.
Prison Break?
I imagine there's a prison involved in there somewhere.
This guy gets thrown in jail for being framed for murder, and his brother's like a genius, and he gets the blueprints of the prison that he designed tattooed all over his body, and then proceeds to break him and his brother out of the prison after he gets himself thrown in prison.
Okay. Great idea.
But no, it's a really good show. I liked it.
I heard some good things, but I'm not interested.
Huh. Have you ever seen Oz?
I want to.
That is such a good show.
That was about 15 years ago, wasn't it?
It's pretty old.
Yeah, it's old, but it's so good. There's like 8 seasons of that thing. God, it's good.
I thought it only ran short and it got discontinued soon.
Yeah, it might be 5 or 6.
It's like at least 5.
Yeah, really think it's at least 5, but I don't know. It was a good show. It's really messed up, though. I mean, it's pretty much
what it's an HBO show.
Yeah,
so.
It's from HBO, so it's a little...
I remember watching the first season when I was like 12 years old.
Yeah, a lot of naked dudes, a lot of naked, unsavory chicks. Yeah.
Naked like chicks.
Ew, gross.
Grody.
I want to go to prison.
Cooties.
I did some things.
Yeah, Griff.
What'd you do?
I did so many things. I downloaded the iPhone game Fartcat, which I highly recommend.
Mistake.
What?
Is that an RPG?
Oh,
yeah.
Wait.
It was. It's from Summer Camp Studios, from the ex-employees of Big Huge Games.
Free or is it $1?
It's $1.
I'm gonna go down. Oh, hell no. That.
And it is so good.
Is it Fart Cat?
Tastic.
Fart Cat Tastic. Yeah, sure.
It is. I would describe it as the Tokyo Drift of iPhone apps. It is the best stupid fun you will have on an iPhone game.
Damn it.
It's basically a matching game where the cat says it'll show an icon and then you have to press that icon and the cat wants that food. You have to quickly select all the foods the cat wants. If they're none available, you tap the cat. Cat farts, clears the stage. Then once you hit all the once you feed the cat appropriately, it rips a massive honker and you complete the level.
Okay.
It's a high score chase, but then it also has like a little fun side section where you just hear the fart noises.
That sounds like my days off. That's just kind of what I do.
It's a day off from life, man. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. Don't expect anything. I was expecting an app where all you do is touch a cat and it farts, but there's actually a game.
I think they have an app for that, though.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they do.
And
probably.
You know, I was sending some messages with to Rich Gallup on Twitter, and I was really appreciative because he actually messaged me back, and that was really cool to talk to him about that. Farcap. Look, basically, if you want to take any bit of news away from that interaction, expect updates for Fartgat, which add new features.
Oh, God. I just downloaded it, so here we go.
I love it because...
You have a video up on BBR?
If I could, I would, but Jen downloaded it, her coworker downloaded it, now you're getting it. Man, Fartgat is sweeping the nation.
It's the next Angry Birds, is that what you're saying?
It's on its way. It's already got a 4.5 stars.
Angry Turds.
Angry Birds also has a new game coming out.
I played that this week,
something,
actually.
Something about...
Unhappy Pigs or something.
Unhappy Pigs, that's what it is.
Yeah, I don't know what the full real name is, but...
No, that's I think that's right. Because I was playing Angry Birds Space or whatever it is and saw that being advertised.
Pigs.
Angry Birds Seasons a lot this week. That's the one game I did play.
Yeah.
That and Dragonvale. You guys should get that game.
Because you really only need one hand to
I tried playing Dragonvale, dude. I can't do it.
That's so good.
I can't do it. Bejeweled. Tons of fun.
Yeah?
Yep. It's really good.
I had that. I had Bejeweled 2.
No.
Ooh.
No, you're doing it wrong.
Bejeweled-er?
You do anything else, Chris?
I played Limbo.
Oh, yeah?
Which I... Like I said last week, I was like, I swear to God, I have this. I own it somehow. And I bought it on Steam with the indie bundle.
The humble indie bundle.
It wasn't the humble indie bundle. It was just an indie bundle that happened during the Steam sale this year.
Oh, okay.
So I bought it there, and I started playing it the other night.
How is that playing?
I played it for about 10 minutes. I wish I had a controller.
Yeah, that's really sort of what I had.
So you played the demo?
Sure. I played it for about 10 minutes, and I... don't think I'm going to play anymore.
Yeah, you should be playing that with a controller.
Because it just... I get a knot in my stomach and I feel like really anxious because I'm just always worried I'm going to die, like, with every step I take. So it just creates this feeling of just anxiety and uncomfortableness, and I don't want to play it because it makes me feel ill.
Well, but that's what's going to happen in that game. You're supposed to die.
I don't want to.
Oh, okay, well...
It's like I'm always in an underwater level of Sonic, and there's no time... And the timer's just going... I'm like, I gotta find some bubbles! But there are no bubbles.
That's kind of a good analogy.
I don't want to play it.
You're just missing out on some good puzzles of that game. Like, there's a number of times when I played that game, and I was just like, touche game.
Yeah.
Because it plays a lot with shadows to confuse you as to what... Exactly, where it's just like... It's like... Oh, okay. So,
what about the twist at the end?
Don't tell me.
Or throughout the game,
does it turn?
Does the spider exist, or is it something else?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
but
it's a shadow. No.
You've been dead the entire time.
They do have some nice puzzles in that game. I admit, I enjoyed it.
I really get agitated when it comes to the gravity puzzles, though. I really don't appreciate them.
I can't remember gravity puzzles.
Basically. The puzzle solving in that game at some point turns away from being simple, like mechanical puzzle solving to you got to solve this puzzle while you're moving through the air really quickly and you got to just take care of this shit now.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's true.
Like, you were flying through the air and you, like, it takes some trial and error to just, like, know exactly, like, what's going on around you and solving that puzzle immediately.
How old is that game? Like 2 years old?
It came out in, like, 2009.
3 years old? Okay. Yeah,
like 2010.
Yeah, John, you wrote a review for it. I think it was.
Oh, it might have been 2010. It might have been 2010. You it guys was. Might be right.
Because I don't think we existed in 2009. Right.
Yep. Wait. Well, maybe not to the extent what we do now, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. See.
So it's not that I dislike that game. I just it makes me feel uncomfortable. It makes me.
Whoa.
Excuse me. Cat fart.
My.
Yeah, fart cat.
Let's see here. I also played some more Dust, Elysian Tale.
Yeah. How are you liking that?
I beat a boss, and
was it Fuse?
Yep.
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 It's an easy fight.
I don't know if I can play any more of that game. I really appreciate the design and everything that's went into it. It's really impressive that that is made by one guy, and that guy is awesome, and that's great that he did that, but the furry thing is dumb. I don't give a shit about the characters. They are hollow and uninteresting. Yep. Somebody needs to say this. Like, it is a shallow-ass game. The character design, you can't even hang on to the, like, oh, that dude looks cool, so I want to, like, just be at odd him. They suck. They're stupid.
And
it's impressive that one person did that, but still, I could never do it. But I think it's getting a lot more praise than it should actually be getting because it's just one dude making it. Especially after watching Indie Game the Movie, I really have a different appreciation for all indie game style stuff coming out now. But that game's not fun.
What I would say is I still had a fun time playing the game, but I completely agree with you that it's not the matter that they are animal characters. That's not my problem.
Yeah.
My problem is that even though I wouldn't necessarily be able to put in that kind of effort to do that, mm-hmm. I still think it's not impressive enough.
Yeah.
It's not interesting, and the character design is flawed. Like, it's just poor.
Right.
And so...
Not in terms of, like, aesthetics. It's just... uninteresting.
Yeah, it's all uninteresting stuff, and this is what I sort of said when we talked about it before, is like, how do I feel about that story? By the end of it, I cared about as much as I did at the beginning of it.
Okay.
Which is, I didn't. Like, I just sort of want to see where this goes, but nothing huge really happens. That game sort of just feels like while it is impressive, it still feels like a game that you sort of got in a bargain bin store.
Yeah. I get that feeling too. Like, the problem is, it's like...
It sort of feels like me spending $15 was...
Too much. Too much. I mean, it's like, there are so many other Castlevania games out there...
Right.
...that you could be playing that instead of this. Like, right. Shadow Complex is a better game. You know, go download that instead.
I do really
like that. Go play Symphony of the Night that you can buy on Xbox Live.
Yeah, I do really like that fast-paced, like, DMC-style... fighting thing that it does, but then at the same time I could play DMC.
Or I don't, because to what extent? Well, like, yeah. All I'm trying to do is just drive that combo number up more. It's not like it's more challenging.
That's true. That is really true. The other thing that I also had a problem with, and again, that I know so many people complain about this being a furries thing, and it, like, they don't want to play a game that has furries in it, but it's like...
Are they chimeras?
No, they're just anthropomorphic animals.
They're Disney characters, but they're like...
And you can't even say that. Well, but here's the thing of it. I have a problem with humanoid animal people being in a game where animals are still animals.
Yeah.
Like, you have deers and bunny rabbits in right. this game, but then there's a human bunny rabbit talking to me.
Right.
It's like...
Can he also talk to the bunnies?
But see, this is weird issue that exists. It's like, okay, if you can draw animal people for your fanfic stuff, that's great. But then you're also going to include, like, other animals that are, like, lesser animal. Like, I don't
understand. Like, if you started playing Super Mario Brothers and you jumped into level 1-1, and then you jump over the first Goomba, and then you jump over the next pipe, and then instead of there being another pipe after that... There's a really muscly dude with a Goomba head, and he's like, "Hey, you're coming here to save our world, aren't you, Mario Man?" And you're like, "What? What?
What?"
There's a dude with a Goomba head, but he's cool with me?
I don't even know what I'm doing
this
here.
This is so weird.
Right. It's kind of odd. So.
Just came to clean your pipes.
Oh, that doesn't really bother me.
No?
No, from what I've seen of that and those characters, I'm just like, whatever.
Well, sure, you can go,
yeah, no,
whatever.
Yeah, no, that's a great response.
No, that is the best response, is, whatever, because it is, whatever. It's just, like, if you want
to... Just a fantasy world.
If you want to be reductive about it, it's like, why are these... It's like if you watch SWAT Cats, and they owned a cat for a pet.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I've seen stuff like that before.
Like, if the Ninja Turtles had a turtle pet.
But see, with the Ninja Turtles, they're unique to that universe. It's not like everybody roaming around is turtle people.
Because the ooze.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a reason why they're...
And it'd be more acceptable if it was all turtle people and April O'Neil was their cat.
So it's like Garfield and Friends, and then Odie is just everybody else.
It's like Family Guy, where Brian is the only dog in the world that can talk.
Sure.
And there are other dogs that exist that are stupid.
Brian's cousin can talk, too, can't he?
That's right, he's gay. And he
yeah,
can talk.
Gay yeah, cousin, yes.
Anyway,
yeah, so whatever.
So that's just a weird thing that bugs me. But other than that, that game was... I don't know that it was worth the $15 I spent, but I didn't completely hate it. I also didn't really exactly enjoy it either. So,
speaking of money ill spent, I was at Walmart the other day.
Well, there's your first mistake.
No, Walmart's fine. I was there trying to get a prescription and whatever. I was just walking around and I was checking out the game section to be like, oh, what do they have shoved into the corner here as to like the under $20 purchases? And there was this mom that was just going nuts, and her kid was there, and the dad was there, and she, and I've told you guys this story already, but it's crazy.
I haven't heard this, I don't think.
Oh, okay. So, you know, I'm going to the game section, and there's this family there, and this kid is like, Mom, look what I found. It's Wham Shell.
I'm sorry, what?
It's Wham Shell. And the mom says, oh my God, it's Wham Shell! And she's like, I can't believe you found that! And then it's like, yeah, he found it. He found it. And he wanted to give it to his cousins. Isn't that amazing? And the kid's like, yeah. Let's look at this other stuff. And the mom's like, oh, she's like, was crying. She's like, I can't believe that you found Wham Shell and you wanted to give it to your friends. That's amazing. Are there any more Wham Shells in the shelves? And the dad's like, no, I already checked. There are no more Wham Shells. So this was going on, and the kid was just completely uninterested in the craziness of his parents being like, you're an amazing kid for trying to give away the Skylanders to your cousin.
Yeah.
Wait, but you tell me that everybody didn't know that Wham Shell was a Skylander?
I thought this was a game that I didn't know about.
No, I looked it up.
Yeah.
Wham Shell, I was like, oh, okay.
Wham Shell is a Skylander, and this kid found one Wham Shell, and his mom was going nuts, not him. So... then he was like, I just want these Skylanders DS styluses. And the mom was like, maybe later. So they left, and then I went and looked at the Skylander area. I was like, I gotta find out what everybody was going crazy over. So I went over there, and I found a Skylander that I wanted for a long time, but couldn't find. So I ended up grabbing that.
It's not Wham Shell.
Yeah, I think I forgot his name.
Decked that guy out, or that mom, and just took Wham Shell.
Drop kick that kid, and be like, Wham Shell! Wham!
Just say Wham Shell when you do it.
I got the knight that's made of fire in Infernator or something like that. Yeah,
that sounds awesome.
Yeah, no, definitely the most underappreciated Skylander. And I also didn't know that, in fact, he isn't underappreciated. He's worth like, you know, $18 or something like that. So double the purchasing cost.
What?
So I ended up looking up Wham Shell later and I was like, what is this? It's a Skylander that is like almost $40 for just the one toy.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah.
Is he, is it?
It freaking sucks.
Is it a clamshell?
No, it's like a murloc with a, like a hammer in the shape of a turtle.
Oh, that's dumb.
Yeah. It could be the second most uninteresting Skylander ever.
Where are you doing your price checking? eBay or Amazon?
Amazon.
Okay. That's the thing to check against.
Yeah.
How much do they cost at Walmart?
$7.99. Wow. Awesome.
Yeah.
You should have Wham Shelled that guy.
I should have fucking just Wham Shell. What do you think about this?
Gosh.
I'll give it to his cousin. Wham Shell his cousin.
That's so terrible.
Yeah, so that was a weird situation. I also finished watching the indie game, The Movie, which I highly recommend you all watch because it's just so good.
I had to pay money for that.
You should. It's a good movie.
How many monies?
I bought it for like $2.
Okay.
You could probably buy it for $5 now, I'm thinking, non-discounted on Steam. But, Matt, you're slowly shaking your head.
I wasn't shaking my head. Okay. I was just...
It's a really...
Parkinson's.
It's just really, really good film.
I'm really gnashing my teeth.
If you are interested in indie game development, it does a... They pull back the curtain a bit, but then they also do a good job of telling a story that anybody could watch. So it covers Super Meat Boy, which is kind of like the central story of it. You can kind of follow that through the entire story. It's like the underdog that wins in the end. And then you've got the Braid story from Jonathan Blow. And his is like the super gaming savant that's already won and is kind of talking to like the miners as to how to, you know, make their thing work. And then you've got the Phil Fish Fez story, which is like the down and out guy who hopefully everything will succeed for him. And so in terms of that, it's a really good storytelling. But then if you are interested in video games and want to know more about indie game development and how kind of crappy Microsoft is, it's really, really a good film to watch. Yeah. I also played a handful of DS games because I was at work again.
Yeah, I sort of saw that. Let's see.
I played...
Did you beat any of them?
No, today I played a bunch of Minish Cap, Zelda.
Oh, yeah.
Minish Cap.
Tell me, is that good? Because I hear a lot of rave that it's good, and I've never played
it. Yes.
I've never played it. I always wanted to.
How's that bird? Is he annoying? Bird?
Half bird?
Bird hat?
Oh, bird hat is weird.
Hat bird.
God, what a weird bird hat. Bird hat is okay. It's not terrible.
Does it have a name?
Sure, I can't pronounce it.
Hat bird. Bird hat.
I think that's how you say it. Birdette?
Birdette.
It's not intrusive at all. It's weird, though, just the fact that it's a bird hat, and it talks a lot about being on your head and how comfortable it is, which is weird. It's a cool game, definitely, and I do like it because if you liked Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask, it takes that world and puts it in a cute GBA environment where you're like, I've noticed those guys. Ah, look at the way the water drops out of that bottle. That's just the way it did before.
What if I liked Ocarina of Time and fucking hated Majora's Mask?
Then I'm just saying, like, it's the same art style. Like, okay. it's the same fat carpenters, and it's the same chickens that are out of their pen, and it's the same, you know,
those damn chickens.
Is this game three dimensional, or it's like a 16-bit game, right?
It's
a GBA game. Yeah,
it is a 2D game, I guess.
32-bit at the best.
No 3D elements I've run into yet, but. Sure. You're not, like, rotating the world.
Sure.
You're a top-down, fixed...
So that's not really a DS game, though. That's.
I mean, I've got it through Ambassador stuff, things. So yeah, oh. I'm playing it on my 3DS.
Taking full advantage of that Ambassador status there.
Definitely. Reaping the benefits of my ambassadorship.
So,
you can't be touched.
Hypothetical question here. Because I've come into that area because I long ago I got really upset, just decided that I hated my 3DS and got rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
But just now I realize
bad move. Yes.
Well, okay. Yes and no. If I wanted to get back into having a handheld Nintendo device, do I go back and get a 3DS or do I just save myself some money and just get a DS Lite? Or maybe a DSi. But I would get a DS Lite because then I can play my GBA games. Or is the store for the 3DS good enough that I can get
an emulator for your iPhone?
No, it's because for my No.
That
removes a lot of the glory.
Yeah, I was going to say, even on the 3DS, just the control scheme, like just holding the device with your finger on the D-pad and your fingers on the... It doesn't feel quite right.
You're saying for the 3DS?
Yes. Yeah. Like playing a game where you have to be holding it for an extensive period, it just doesn't feel right. You know, if I had a GBA, I feel like I'd be a lot more comfortable because it's a bigger device where there's more to wrap your hands around. Even the Game Boy SP, you know, it's wider, it's a little bit more sizable of a thing for you to kind of get your hands into. the 3DS is just a little too thin. I mean, it works. It's totally fine. It just feels a little weird after playing it for a while. So I would suggest go get. I looked this up on eBay and Amazon. Go try and find a Game Boy SP.
SP?
That rather is than, but the A101?
The second generation.
Second
with the,
gen.
With the backup
if you can
screens.
Find one for less than $100, good for you.
Right, but so this is my thing. If I'm going to spend $100, why not just get a DS Lite? Because I really enjoyed having a DS Lite.
Because if you have a DS Lite, you can only play DS games and the carts of
DS Lite
of GBA games.
Yeah, you can play GBA and you can play
carts. But if you get a DSi, then you can buy them off Virtual Console. You have to deal with cart prices.
Okay, that's true.
Why do you keep getting rid of your Nintendo handhelds anyway?
Well, this is a very good question. I should just stick to my commitments. My thing is, like, at this point, GBA is GBA, and it's what it is. I think I would really only want to play the GBA games that I already own.
I will also say that...
except for maybe Minish Cap.
The Virtual Console features that are available are freaking awesome. Like, they are emulators. I would have never finished Metroid if I wouldn't have been able to make a save state.
True.
Like, having that feature is super nice. And then with Nintendo's
it's a Skylander, I think.
Oh yeah, Nintendo.
Yeah.
With Nintendo's new kind of online initiative, although it is kind of crawling and a dud, at least they're doing something. So more Virtual Console games available for the handheld devices will only be coming in the future, and that's good news.
So if I break it down, my two options are DS Lite or 3DS.
Don't do a DS Lite.
Don't do a DS Lite.
Yeah, because what DS games do you want to play?
So do I do 3DS and then try to weasel in a GBA SP?
No, that's you're paying a ton of money. A GBA SP, the SP, like the good kind, it's a minimum of $87.
That's not completely unreasonable.
A minimum for an eBay auction.
Did you check out our local gamers too?
Hell no.
They're charging for that? I imagine they're matching prices from online.
They match Amazon price.
So.
And Amazon, there is a deficit of version 2 SPs.
Well, I grew up with the Generation 1, so I'm sure...
It's hard to go back, trust me.
That's what I'm sort of afraid of.
Really, like, when I pulled out Hunters and was looking at it, I was like,
That front light, it's atrocious.
Everything is at, like, a 15-degree angle going back. It's like I'm playing an arcade cabinet. Yep. It's weird.
Yep, you're not wrong. That's weird.
So the fact that they changed it from front lit to back lit, like, oh yeah.
Of course, and it that's makes what I want to do. The colors so much better looking too. Mm-hmm. It's really brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah, and they just don't exist. I mean, and they're a pain in the ass to find the right kind. It's tricky. So I would say if you want to get it just to play GBA games, just pony up the $100 for the Game Boy Advance SP. If you want to be a part of current gaming stuff, don't get a DSi or a DS Lite. Get a 3DS. I would say wait till the 3DS XL comes out and then get your 3DS on the cheap.
I'm sort of looking at them right now. I'm seeing somewhere between $30 and $60.
No, you got to be really careful because people go if you dig into the descriptions, people lie about the
which edition it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. They'll say it in the description, and then you have to double check. And I don't even trust it unless they have a picture of the serial code bar number.
I'm actually pretty sold on the limited edition Pikachu SP. I'd drop $100 on that.
Of course you would.
Why not? Dude, it's got Pikachu's cute face
on it. I'm kind of with you, John.
Look at that. How adorable.
Okay, that is cute. I'm kind of with you. Like, I want to play DS games because I never owned a DS and I never owned a 3DS. I only have like one or two GBA games that I want to play anymore. Mm-hmm. And I kind of don't want to spend the money on a 3DS, but pay the money for, you know, like just like a DS Lite, like you were talking about, because it'd be really cheap.
Right. Like a DS Lite is not going to cost me that much more than, say, a GBA SP.
I also have some questions for you guys.
Sure.
What DS games are you wanting to go back and play?
Tetris.
Okay, good, yeah.
Tetris DS.
I would play...
Because I actually own a copy of that game.
I can't remember that many DS games.
Because I'm only asking this, and that's because DS games are long and grueling and tedious.
All the Castlevania games.
And kind of boring.
All DS games?
Do you need to borrow any of the Castlevanias for DS?
I've played a couple of them. I'm good right now.
I've got Dawn of Sorrow and Portrait of Ruin. I know, you need to play.
I've played Dawn of Sorrow, and I'm playing The World Ends With You, that is like an 80-hour game. Like, the DS is now just the new venue for Super Nintendo long-ass RPGs.
Which I don't think there's really anything wrong with that. If you're playing a game that's like supposed to be on the go, that you can sort of like take that anywhere and like have that mobile with you, what's wrong with having it be a game that...
Did I want to play for 15 minutes forever?
Like, it's like a book. Like you're gonna read it for...
I like that.
Yeah. I don't really see anything wrong with that.
No, I like conclusions and I like to be able to walk away from my thing and be able to pick it up a week later and know what's going on.
There are certain games I feel like where I am fine with, like, having it be this extended commitment, like a Castlevania or a Metroid game, where it's like, I'm going to go through this thing and just like devour every piece of content. Dude, with Castlevania games, on the DS in particular, I just did everything.
If you're playing it, just that's all you're doing. Like, if you're a child and you don't have commitments and all you can do is just play that game for 5 hours every day, that is the ideal setting. But if it's a mobile game and you're playing it like a mobile game where you can only play it for an hour maximum every day, you're going to get confused.
You think so?
With
something even like a Castlevania game where I'm just trying to be a completionist and sort of tear through everything on that game?
You have to be really, really good at budgeting your time and be like, today I'm going to go to this room. And then you get to that room and then you save and you're done. As somebody who's been playing a ton of these games for the past 2 months, it's very challenging with the modern lifestyle.
Well, I wouldn't dispute that. I would just say that...
Like, if you're taking the device home and you're like, I'm going to play this for 6 hours instead of playing my console, like, then yeah, you'll have no problem with it. But if you're trying to play it like a handheld game, then you're going to have some issues because you can't. Because they're beefy.
Yeah, I mean, it takes some dedication. I think I don't think I've lost that luster for a good game. Like, it's got to be a good game that will take me more than 10 hours. I think I still have that energy in me that I can meet a game head on that's going to take me, you know, 20 plus hours.
That's a long amount of time, dude.
Yeah, no,
I see what you're saying.
Though. I challenge you. You go get some device and start playing a 20-hour game.
I see what
we'll
you're
do a
saying,
weekly check-in.
Because when I was doing DS for a while, I played Chrono Trigger, and I would play for like 2 hours and then come back 3 days later and be like, what the fuck am I doing?
I had that exact issue. I pulled out my copy of Chrono Trigger for the DS, and I was like, I'm at endgame. All I have to do is go mop up some things and go straight to Lavos.
Yeah,
I went to Lavos and I got destroyed, and I was like, I thought I was done. I don't know what I'm going to do. Maybe I'll just restart. And then I tried restarting a new file, and I was like, I want to play this forever, but I can't. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm lucky that occasionally one day at my work, I'll have a full day of nothing doing, and I can get 8 hours of a game in. But that is such a bizarre rarity. So to play a game for just an hour is lucky.
To play a game for 8 hours, that's a tough job.
Yeah. I am very lucky that I've been able to get through all the games that I have this month with, or this last month with all my GBA adventures.
Did you ever beat Chrono Trigger?
Adventure. No.
I never ended up beating it.
I got
sad.
I
know it is.
I got an ending.
Well, okay, so you beat it.
Yeah.
Okay. I know there's like six.
I don't know how like crazy like analytical you want to be with that, but like, yes, I got an ending to that game. Was it the best ending? No, but
yes. Yeah, whatever.
I finished that game.
You played it from the start and you beat Lavos.
Yes.
That's what I considered the ending.
At some point that happened, yes. It's not fun, but it happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
Trigger, eh? Yeah. You might notice that's not on my list for anything.
Yeah.
So how about Poise This? I know we're getting on a little bit of a tangent here, but okay, if we're going to pose this to me, like, what's a good game that I might not have played that would be more than a 10 or 15 hour endeavor that I could get into right now?
I don't know. Like, on a handheld?
Well, I was going to pose this question to the world. I was going to say, should I play...
I already played Lost
Odyssey. Minish Cap? Or should I play a Castlevania game?
Like what? What Castlevania game?
I was going to play that one, replay Dawn of Sorrows, or should I play Resident Evil 1 or 2? It was kind of genres that I don't have enough experience in. Like, should I either go play one of the Castlevania games that I haven't played in ages? Should I play one of the Resident Evil games that I only dabbled in? Or
I don't think Resident Evil 1 holds up well.
A Zelda game that
I don't think it does either. Do you really want to play a tank control game?
I've went back and replayed it a couple times with GameCube stuff.
I feel like you'd be a lot better off and a lot happier playing like Dawn of Sorrow, especially if you're not going to be a completionist about it and just sort of go through that game.
Well,
dude, that game is Blue Mage stuff all up and down it. It's really good.
I'm just saying, like, here are some choices of gaps in my video game knowledge. Oh, and then my other choice is Final Fantasy 3/6. Since I never finished that either.
I never finished that either.
36.
It was
missed a few.
It was titled 3 and it was also titled 6, depending on where you lived.
I thought 36 was already out.
No. But we're getting there.
Halfway there.
Things are going.
I enjoy the Resident Evil games. I think Resident Evil 2 is the best Resident Evil game, but you will probably not like it because of the fixed camera and the clunky tank controls.
That's what Resident Evil games used to be, though. That's what they're all about.
I think they're fine.
And play the one for the Wii that just like sort of scoots you through 1 through 3. It's a rail. It's a rail shooter.
Gross.
And it just shoves you.
Don't play
just,
a rail shooter.
It just goes, this is what 1 was like. This was like 2 was like. And this is what 3 was like. And then this is a little bit before 4 happened.
What is
just
this?
Go watch the new Resident Evil.
I forget
Evil
what
movie.
It's called. It's a
like Resident Evil Chronicles?
Yeah, it might be it. Mm. It sounds about right. It's the first
2 of them.
It's the first 3 games smashed together into a rail car shooter, which is like, why did anybody think this was a good idea? My opinion, play Dawn of Sorrow.
Well, there's your answer, John. Go play Dawn of Sorrow.
Well, I've already played the hell out of Dawn of Sorrow.
So have I.
All the endings.
I don't have all the endings. I've completed Dawn of Sorrows. Okay. When the game came out, I played that.
Okay.
And I beat it.
Okay.
See, I've never played that.
You didn't do any other endings?
Then? I don't fucking know. It's been like almost 10 years.
Good. It's so good. So good. So good.
How do you really feel about it?
It's so good.
I don't know. I enjoy the GBA Castlevania games a lot. I thought those were good.
You get that one sword that like attacks a billion times, and you get the Panther Rush thing where you just run through levels and you just sprint, and you get that one item that just makes it to where your magic never deteriorates. So you're just like a moving Ginsu blade chopping device. You just destroy things.
You're a moving slap chop?
Yes. Yes.
Damn it.
Flying slap chop.
Beat me
chop.
To it.
You just go through rooms and just murder things.
You're like Vince without hooker barriers.
Yep. You just ghost just straight through everything. It's just... that game is good. That game is really good. I love Dawn of Sorrow.
Well, then you should go get a device to play it and replay it, if that's the one, and see how you can commit to a 20-hour game.
No, sir. I could try that. I could try that, as long as I don't have to overwrite any of my old saves. I'm really
or maybe you might be interested in a new Pokemon game.
Oh,
that's another thing. You
get Black and White
Pokemon.
Too.
But same thing happened to me on the DS with Pokemon.
No, because the last three times that I've tried...
You play and you're like, where the hell am I? What was I doing?
Yeah, the last three times I've tried playing a Pokemon game, I get stuck partway through and then I just don't even care.
Yeah. What am I doing with these Poffin Berries, and why do I have this like vagina thermometer and this giant gem fossil collection?
Why do I need to put my Pokemon in a beauty pageant? This is not Honey Boo Boo.
What happened to Safari Zone? What happened to Safari Zone?
That is a fantastic question. It turned into Pokemon Ranger.
Turned into a bunch of nonsense.
Yep.
Bunch of exploitative junk. So in terms of news, if you pre-order Pokemon Black or White 2, you can download a Pokemon from Pokemon Nintendo Wi-Fi.
Yeah, yeah, it's weird.
What a weird... Yeah, right?
It's weird.
Is that not weird?
It's
like
weird.
You get a Pokemon before you get the game Pokemon?
It's weird.
It's
also really the Pokemon's weird. Really weird looking where he's
like a purple jetpack wearing Voltron
looking
thing.
He looks like a Kabutops, but with like a cannon on his back.
Yeah.
Huh.
Looks sort of like some sort of weird
looks like a shitty Gundam.
Yeah, exactly.
Boo. Like something a Gundam would kill a million times because they're flying around him. News I got here, Cat from Gravity Rush, is rumored to be in the new, PlayStation All-Stars game.
I never played that. I don't even...
Well, since you don't have a Vita, that's acceptable. Cat from Gravity Rush, you know, the PS Vita saving grace, she showed up on the PS Vita, All-Star page.
What if they started doing it like they did in Smash Brothers Brawl, where it's, well... Yeah, where it's like she's a trophy appearance. Like, they have these weird intro things.
I just don't think they have that built into the game.
Probably not.
Otherwise, they would have shown it. But that would be cool. Definitely cool, because then they could throw in more obscure nonsense. But there are possibly four unknown DLC characters.
What?
So Cat may be one of them.
What?
It's some, okay, yeah. So
is Freddy Krueger gonna be there?
If for some bizarre reason you guys were interested in playing this game, who would you add to the cast list from the Nintendo archive or from the PlayStation archives?
Still add Crash.
Yeah, Crash Bandicoot. Why not Lara Croft? I don't know.
That is a really good question. Why the hell has that not been
like old ass Lara? Like,
yeah,
sure. Like weird like triangle weird boobs.
But yeah, polygon boobs.
Sure, why not?
About,
she's a PlayStation
from the Ratchet and Clank series, the big green dude.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
what's his
green
dude?
Captain Cork.
Captain Cork.
Cork. Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
That's he would be a trophy character that would just come out and
do something quirky.
Yeah.
What was the name of that one villain with the brain?
Nefarious. Oh,
in future.
Yeah.
In Ratchet and Clank.
Yeah.
Dr. Nefarious.
Oh, okay. You could put Vortex in there, I suppose.
Daxter.
What is Vortex?
From Crash.
Oh, okay.
The scientist dude.
Neil Cortex. It's like Neo Cortex.
Dr. Cortex?
Dr. Cortex, I'm sorry. Yes.
I think we
Daxter.
Hit it.
You think the answer
Jack and Daxter?
Is...
Yeah, that could work too.
Dark
did,
Jack?
Didn't
no,
they,
hell
Dark
no.
Daxter? No, they already mentioned Jack is going to be in there.
They did?
Yeah. And his thing is to go... Well, it was in that spoiler thing where they showed that leak thing. That
why not a Final Fantasy character?
I'll
tell you why not.
The pig from that one game.
Beyond Good and Evil?
Yes.
I forgot his name. That was also an Xbox release.
Paige?
I mean,
Paige sounds right.
Yeah, that was Jade.
Oh, that's the lady. Paige is the pig.
Oh, Paige is the pig. Okay, I'm sorry.
That was also on Xbox and GameCube, but
but at the same time, so was BioShock, and I don't know.
BioShock was.
But they're still putting the Big Daddy in
there. Xbox game at first, so
they're still putting the Big Daddy in there. So that doesn't make it. Yeah, it's so weird.
They already have Killzone in there.
I think the car from
Gran Turismo
Wipeout.
Sure, turned into a Gundam if you want.
No, man, it's just it flies around and shit.
How about a car from Gran Turismo?
Yeah.
Just a car.
Yeah,
whichever vehicle, whichever motor company wants to sign on to that, just put it in there. Just make it a Toyota Prius.
Croc? Wasn't he a PlayStation exclusive?
Croc.
Was that a Sega Saturn also?
Oh, yeah.
That may have been. So was Gex.
What about Glover?
Oh, Glover. Okay.
Musashi from Brave Friends Through Musashi.
Sure, why not?
He's PlayStation exclusive.
Yeah.
Tony Hawk. He was PlayStation exclusive.
Well, I suppose. I mean,
Tony Hawk would
I mean,
be
as,
awesome.
As much reaching as they've already done, as you can pretty much say anybody at that point.
Tony Hawk would be cool, though.
Christ Air Sack Tap you.
Yeah,
but Tony Hawk would only be in FMV, because when you had the PlayStation version of the Tony Hawk games, that was the only games that would come with the videos.
Yeah.
The N64 ones didn't have the videos in them.
Boo.
Because it couldn't run them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
Would you have the DualShock controller without the PS3 controller without the DualShock in it?
Even better. Give me the old Boomerang.
The Boomerang?
Yes, give me the Boomerang PS3 controller. It comes in out of left field and smacks everybody and says, haha, I still got mine.
Would you have Kevin Butler just having all the failed marketing attempts?
Just put Kevin Butler
in
there.
He throws the Boomerang controller.
In FMV, it'd be so great.
And then
put the black kid in there.
Yeah, and then he summons PSP. In that kid.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Now we're talking.
Smack at you.
How about the squirrels from the PSP?
That'd be his level 3.
The squirrels from the PSP commercials? Never mind.
Oh God, they were terrible.
Right?
They were so racist too. They were like the robots from Transformers 2.
It's so terrible.
Squirrels.
Do you not remember those weird like PSP commercials at one point that had like two squirrels arguing with each other? Really weird.
They were bad. It was just a bunch of nut jokes and being vaguely racist.
It was terrible.
Maybe I saw them.
They sort of talked with like a slang sort of accent, so it was not good.
Oh great.
It was not good. Oh man!
All right. Well,
yeah. Just put
there. You
in
go,
there.
PlayStation.
Tons of ideas for you. Holy buddy!
Put that 3D TV you had in there.
Okay, so we don't get off on too much of a tangent. Let's jump right into news.
We're already in news.
We're in news.
Darksiders 2 sells less than $250,000 worth of units.
Dollars?
Oh, I thought that was copies.
No, K is for thousand. So. The MPDs came in, and Darksiders 2 sold less than... It's like 241,000 dollars of their sales. Michael Pachter estimates that it would be about $1 million in sales globally. And then he says that to break even, THQ and Vigil Games would have to sell... make $2 million in sales. So,
Yeah, I guess I misread that. I thought that meant units, not dollars.
Yeah, sure. I thought that was units.
Yeah.
Wow, $250,000.
Oh, no, you guys, no, you're right. Yeah, 250,000 units. My mistake. Yeah,
I was about to say that's really bad.
Yeah,
couldn't make dollars.
Tragic is what that is.
Yeah,
that's
they're done for then.
Yeah. Yep. They have sold less than a quarter million units.
Units, okay.
They need to sell 1 million or 2 million units to break even. Yeah, my bad. Not dollars. So
they're about an eighth of the way there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, this also came out, I think, right in the end of August. Midpoint of August, so no end of August or early September sales have gone through. So it's hard to tell right now what their actual numbers are at, but yeah, you could imagine that nothing is going to happen after this point.
Yeah, so, I mean, if their flagship game, well, at this point, sort of besides Saints Row, is not pulling in numbers, whew. That thing is going down quick.
Right.
Well, how many copies did the original Darksiders sell?
Not that many.
I would say maybe a million.
Yeah.
And they still got a sequel out of that, right?
Yeah.
Well, but I mean, they weren't doing that bad back then.
But I think that brings up a good point is even though they don't meet their goal, I think Darksiders franchise can be seen as a viable name. So even
comic
if
books and action figures.
Well, I'm saying if THQ decides to cut out Vigil and can that series, somebody else might pick him up.
Yeah.
Because they can see them as a money making thing in a different light. Like put a smaller team on it, annualize it,
right,
crank it out maybe a couple times and just then slash and burn it. Or
hello Activision.
Yeah. Activision or EA may adopt it, or maybe that team leaves and something else like Ubisoft picks it up or Square Enix ends up picking up Vigil and finishing that stuff off for a meager profit.
From the work they've done, that it just sort of seems like they really fit into an Activision style of just video games.
We make games.
Yep, we make them.
That's all I got for news, because nothing happened.
Yeah, I posted something here. This is kind of dumb about this WikiPad. It's a tablet that has a controller attachment for all you people that love playing your Android games but want a controller attached to it.
It's removable, though, right?
Yeah, it's just an attachment that comes with it. I thought I posted a price here, but with the thing, it would be $4.99.
Yeah. That's what this is, $500.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it comes with a 16-gigabyte hard drive, but you can expand it up to 64, which I thought was weird, too.
Probably purchases for additional size, like Mac products.
Yeah, that's what I sort of imagine. You can pre-order it through GameStop. It's going to come out at the end of October, and October 31st, to be specific. And you can get your games through like Google Play, PlayStation Mobile, and the Tiger 3 Zone.
Is it Gaikai, too?
I didn't see Gaikai on the thing that I was reading. But
I thought I heard people talking about
it. But I could have overlooked it. But I think right now the tablet space is getting a little thick. There's a lot of tablets out there, and I don't really know how well this is going to do.
I looked this up, and like an article I read made the point, is like, well, if you wanted to have like mobile gaming, what... for a lot cheaper, you could get like a Vita and a bunch of games, or a 3DS and a bunch of games, and you could get a Google tablet for like what, $250-$300 instead.
Right. I mean,
you get an iPod.
Yeah, you could get an iPod Touch. You could get, I mean, for $500, you can almost get a Generation 1 iPad too.
You get it for cheaper than $500.
Yeah,
and Gen 2 for about $500.
Yeah, exactly. And the other end of it too is like, you know, you've got things like the Ouya that are still coming out potentially.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want your Android gaming that's coming out, like, there are other avenues to pursue this. And it just seems like I think you're hitting the market a little late or a little early. You're not in a good spot.
If I had a tablet, I would want one. I would like a controller. That'd be nice.
Right. No, there's nothing. Yeah, that's not wrong. You're not wrong there. Because that's definitely an advantage to them to have this attachment that you can get for a tablet that runs Android. However, I don't know. Like, when I think of playing games on a touch, like a capacitor, I don't know.
A lot of games aren't made for tablets with that attachment in mind.
Yeah, exactly.
They're only made for like, okay, touch controls. That's all they're thinking about.
And the games that I think that are designed to have those sort of like more sensitive controls, like having four buttons on the right and having a D-pad on the left, those aren't really games that I would really want to play on a tablet anyway.
Is it not dual analog? Is that what you're telling me?
No, it's not. It has a D-pad and a four button touch on the right.
So it's like a Super Nintendo controller?
Pretty much, yep, from what I remember. I just don't really see it being something that I would really need for 500 bucks.
How much would it be without it?
Without it?
Like, with the controller, what you save, 20, 30 bucks?
Or? You might save like $100.
$100? That's a little steep, I would say.
I have no idea how much it is without the attachment, but
I'm not sure.
Does this literally attach like to the back of your tablet or to the side?
It sort of locks into it. It's like a sleeve. You sort of lock it down into it. So yes, it sort of wraps around the outside of it.
All right,
and then you'd have it. you'd have a landscape on one side or the other.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's looks kind of funny. I mean, it's not a bad idea, but at the same time, there are other things that are coming out that scratch this itch.
Yeah, like a wham shell.
Well, they scratch the itch, and it's not like the itch is really there to begin with. I just don't know. Like, you're trying to solve, like, give me the answer to a problem that I never had. So
I'm sure there was people sitting around going, what could we do to, you know, make this better, be inventive and controller for a tablet?
I mean, sure. Yeah. But at the same time, like to Matt's point, like, I can spend $200 on a Nexus 7 and then I've got $300 laying around to do with whatever I want. And I've still got 8 gig, very high-end processing tablet that I don't know.
You could go get a DS Lite.
Yeah, exactly. Or I could go get a DS Lite, or I could go get a, for $500, I could go get a 3DS.
You could get a PlayStation 3 and an Xbox 360.
Exactly. So it's... $500 is really steep price to pay for something that is giving me a very restricted, like, amount of games to play. I mean, I could go buy a PlayStation.
You might be right, though. That could be the next step, though, and people are going to start making games that need controllers, and that this is just ahead of the time.
And then again, there's still the Ouya, where it's like you can get this thing that does.
There is not still the Ouya, dude. Like, that thing is a bunch of nonsense.
It's as much nonsense as this is.
It's not like a game changer.
Oh no, I don't think it is either. I'm just saying, like, the WikiPad is the mobile Ouya. All it is an Android device that plays games that are throwaway to me. They are not something that me as a person who loves
video
games. Is
it multi-touch?
Yeah. The WikiPad. The WikiPad has a D-pad on the left, has four buttons on the right. I don't know about any rear buttons.
Does it have motion controls?
That's all through a connected controller. Is the front tablet portion of it multi-touch?
I believe so. I'd imagine it would be.
Yeah.
Honestly, when I play games on a smartphone or on a device as such as that, I am not thinking of those as big commitment games that I really care a ton about.
Yeah.
Like, I really don't. They're throwaway items, so why would I drop that much money on purely just gaming? I mean, I do that with...
you do that with other systems.
That's what a 3DS and a Vita are.
This is true, but I feel like those games have more merit than the games that I...
With game support. First-party support.
True. And maybe if they could start pulling that, then I might start taking Android and, like, gaming seriously.
Only time will tell.
Weird.
Yep.
Okay. Let's get into questions.
Go, Griff, go.
I checked everything. Nobody sent us questions. If you would like to, in the future, send us questions, you can send them to bbr@bossbarrel.com or to our Facebook page or to our Twitter for me or for John or for whoever. But yeah. Anyway, I wrote some questions here. First question I have here is, let's keep these to 5 minutes.
Oh gosh.
I'm sure we won't even go that far.
No.
Do you have a favorite video game sound effect?
Codec noise from Metal Gear Solid.
Oh, you
good answer.
That's a good answer.
Except it's beat to shit by everybody, every nerd's cell phone.
Yeah, that's true. Is.
I remember
even I did that
sound effect I was thinking of.
Okay.
I don't remember the game, but it's Bummer. Anyone remember that?
Bummer.
Are you wiping out on the skateboard?
It was some, like, Windows 98 game that just came with Windows 98. It was like a adventure.
Ski free?
No, but every time he died, he just said Bummer.
Come on, John. Think of something.
Well, initial, like, gut reaction was the Final Fantasy fanfare. It's good. It's not really a sound.
It's not really a sound effect, so much as it though.
How about level up noises?
Yeah.
When you level up.
Yeah.
Like in Fallout 3. Like
or ka-ching. Call of Duty.
I always like the ka-ching noise. Call of Duty.
You can do that too.
I have fallen asleep to that and had nightmares when I wake up.
Let's see.
World of Warcraft, level up noise. Ding.
Just a ding. Yeah,
that's how
sure.
It goes, right?
I think. I don't know. I've never played WoW.
I always really liked the sound of picking up rupees in Ocarina of Time.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
How about getting a mushroom in Mario? It's classic.
Yeah.
How about getting a coin noise?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Like jump that, noise huh? is a good noise.
Jump noise is a good noise. Can't really think of a lot here. Oh, the sound the portal gun makes in Portal is a good noise.
Oh, yeah. That's good. That's meaty.
Yeah. It's got a really good, echoey digital kind of sound to it. Like it. Good.
I like the noise when... In Zombies Ate My Neighbors, when you kill the werewolves with the silverware, and their souls leave their body like
it's
gas.
Good. It's good.
And they make, because before they make the howl, it's like the howl noise, but then you kill them, and they play that noise almost as if it's been inversed. So it's like, and you're just like,
that
just
reminded me of
that's horrible, but it's so good. You're like, yeah, eat it, werewolf. I know your weakness.
That sort of reminds me in, Castlevania Symphony of the Night, when that has really good sounds in it, and when you kill those giant wargs, they light on fire and it goes, and then the warg will go,
yeah,
and then fall over. Yep. It's really good sounds in that game.
Yeah.
All right. How about Diablo 2 cow level?
I never made it to the cow level.
No,
I forgot about the cow level. I've been to the cow level.
Moo, 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 moo. You're just slaughtering cows. It's like thousands of cows coming at you. You never saw that, Griff?
I never played a lot of Diablo 2.
Missed out, man.
I do like the Mega Man going into the boss battle levels where you jump through the wall door.
Oh, the doors. Yeah, that's a good one. Also, just Mega Man's blaster in general usually has really good sounds.
Yeah, it's all right. Not my favorite by any means.
Let's see. I was just thinking of it. Dang it. It's gone.
Goodbye.
It's in my brain.
PlayStation? Man. PlayStation 2?
No.
Is there a good PlayStation or a good console startup noise?
Oh yeah, PlayStation
really
1.
PlayStation.
PlayStation 1.
Yeah.
Like that loud. Wait, are you thinking of
the
Yeah.
I'm thinking of when it goes to a black screen and it says Sony.
Oh, yeah.
Whoosh.
That electronic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that.
I like that.
There's also just the PlayStation 2 startup sound was terrible. Just that loud crashing. I really like the new PlayStation 3, the orchestra starting up. It's really good.
Love that. Loved it from day one, man.
Yep, it's really good. Let's see.
I think we've...
The sound of...
Time to move on?
I think we've hit a bunch of sound effects already.
Okay.
I really like the sound of me pushing the cartridge down and then pulling it out and blowing into the cartridge and pushing it back down. And this thing just needs to start.
What do you think is the best power-up in a video game?
Oh, man.
Star from Super Mario Brothers. Makes you invincible and kills everything.
No,
disagree.
That's a short-sighted answer.
Power Stones from Power Stone.
It's the right answer.
No, it's not.
It totally is.
No, it's not. I have the best answer. But the reason why the star is a bad answer is because you can still fall.
It's true.
Okay, fine.
Because
that's true.
If Mario is a platformer... And you're supposed to platform levels and get through them quickly through platforming. The star does nothing to do that to help you, except
so
you just don't
cape?
Run into it. P-Wing, I think, is the best Mario.
That's a good one.
Or you want to go through modern Mario, it's the white Tanuki suit where you have P-Wing and star power. That's on the Mario 3DS land. Yep.
Okay, I never played that, so
yeah. Me neither. You get everything. Like infinite fly, invincibility.
It's murder.
Yeah, which at that point, it's like, why are you even playing a video game?
All the best power-ups come from Game Genie.
Of course I do.
No clipping.
No clipping. Just go through those walls. I really like the Power Stones from Power Stone.
Never played it.
Go Super Saiyan. That's pretty much what that was.
What about Golden Sonic?
Okay. Super Sonic was pretty awesome. I will say that. Super Sonic was pretty rad. I'll be down with some Super Sonic.
Yeah, we're good.
Let's see. What else was good? There has to be some really good ones in there.
You know what the best one is?
Spike Shell.
No.
No. That's
the best power-up in a video game is the Pegasus shoes from Super Mario or from Legend of Zelda: Link to the Past.
The what? Really the what now? Fast?
The Pegasus shoes. Pegasus
shoes. Oh, you run and charge. Yeah,
when you do the Wile E. Coyote, like the and then you sprint.
Yeah,
with a sword.
Yeah, straight out because you cut through grass. Yep. You clear distance and levels. Every Zelda game has ceased to have it since.
It's really good.
It is bizarre to play Zelda games without that do not have or that are top down. What's that, Ryan?
That's a good sound effect too.
Yeah, it's really good.
I do hate that, you know, it hasn't really been a popular thing in Zelda games since the first one. Is I have full hearts, I just murder things with full hearts.
Oh yeah, the laser sword.
And that only really showed up in Majora's Mask if you worked your ass off.
Yeah, for Great Deity.
Yeah.
But yeah, after Link to the Past, that didn't really exist anymore.
There was
always 1/4 of a heart in Link to the Past I could never find. I literally got everything in that game except 1/4 of a heart.
I'm trying to remember. I murdered that game really good, too.
You don't need full hearts.
Nah, but it's that piece of you that's missing at that point. You're not complete unless you got full hearts.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
There's no achievements associated with it. So why does it matter?
There's achievements in your mind. In your mind.
You can't prove it.
Personal achievements.
Can't prove it.
All right, so like other power-ups, but I don't know if you'd really think of it as a power-up, is the stealth camo suit from...
MGS1. Yeah. Yep. That was the other thing I was thinking. Yeah.
So good. That, and to a lesser extent, the banana headband.
What?
Ammo.
Oh, infinite ammo?
Yeah.
Okay. That one, less such because it's not a shooter, but to have ultimate stealth all the time, I think just makes that game such a bizarre experience that.
Right?
Without it, you can just do things. That make that game nuts.
It breaks the game.
You can use it on bosses. You can use it on guards. You can use it all the time. It cuts out so much. It's so much fun to use that stealth camo.
It makes that game fat free. Yeah,
I got a pretty good power up.
Okay,
25 broken kills arm? In a row. Nuke.
Ah, oh, there you go. Yeah. Ends the match.
Yep,
ends it.
What is that?
Modern Warfare 2.
Okay.
Actually, I got nuked once. I was not happy.
I saw a nuke once. That happens. It's pretty exciting.
That's cool.
Also, to another point, and Griff, I don't think you ever got this, and maybe Matt got it, but I don't know. Getting the stealth suit in Fallout 3 makes you constantly invisible as long as you're crouching.
Oh, nice.
Breaks that game if you have stealth running.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If you have the ninja perk.
Yeah, that was you get that in that expansion.
It literally breaks the game.
Mothership Zeta?
No, it's not Mothership. It's the first one. It's the Alaska.
Anchorage.
Oh, okay.
Anchorage. Operation Anchorage. You go through that, you get a stealth suit that makes it so that whenever you're crouched, you go completely invisible. And if you have silent running, it makes it so that... No one will ever hear you or see you and will never know where you are. So at that point...
You can do anything you want in that game.
Yep.
After that.
And at that point, you just carry melee weapons and just go around in critical attack everything all the time. And even if you shoot something from a distance, when it runs up to you, it will not know where you are.
That's pretty funny.
I've had just giant albino scorpions running all over me, but they don't know where I am, so they can't attack me.
Okay, speaking of...
Giant albino scorpions?
Yes. What... Question three. What video game has had the best reboot? What series has had the best reboot? This Metal might, Gear? Might be the hardest, I think.
Metal Gear? I don't know about that. I mean, well, no, if you...
No, okay, well, no, okay, the terms I are yours to define.
That's a reboot. Metal Gear Solid series rebooted Metal Gear.
Yeah.
So okay. That's yeah. my pick. Okay,
I'll agree with that. Castlevania.
Which was the reboot?
What to what?
But I don't know. Like, that's the thing, is going from being like...
going from Castlevania Symphony of the Night to Castlevania First Person Whipper?
Yep, exactly. Yeah, of that's course. The best reboot
Still waiting
ever.
For that potential.
God.
If you're saying from Castlevania to Shadows, Lords of Shadows, I don't know about that one quite yet.
Neither do I. I don't, like...
I mean, that is a worse game.
It's really, yeah, it's really weird to say. Because I would really be fine with Castlevania being strictly bound to just being a 2D
yeah.
platform, running
Bring
around,
it back.
Discovering all that stuff.
Likewise, would Metroid fit? Because most people would say the greatest video game ever created is Metroid Prime.
Some would say it's Super Metroid. Metroid
Prime. So does that mean that Super Metroid is the best game ever, and the only game better than that is Metroid Prime? So therefore, the greatest video game reboot is Metroid, Super Metroid,
I don't know.
Metroid Prime.
I would say I really like Metroid Prime and Metroid Prime 2, and I never finished Metroid Prime 3.
I enjoyed. Okay, what?
However, I don't think they are nearly as good as Super Metroid.
Yeah, I think Super Metroid and Metroid Fusion are better than Metroid Prime games.
Agreed.
I've played Metroid Prime 1 and 2, so I didn't.
I started playing 3. There's a
never
lot of,
played 3 because I never
a lot
had
of
Wii.
Weird dialogue in yeah, Metroid whatever. Prime 3. You can get Prime 3 on Cube, can't you?
I don't think so. I believe it was a Wii game.
Huh.
What?
Metroid Prime
could,
3.
I thought you could get it on Cube.
I thought it was a trilogy all on the GameCube.
No. I would have played it.
I think it came out for both, and I thought you could get
you
it
look
for
it up.
Cube. And, I know
we'll
you could at least.
After.
I know you could at least play it with a Cube controller.
Well, yeah, you can do that. Okay. Wii, but
what other selections do we have? I think pretty much any Nintendo game is fair game. First,
yeah, that's
first
fair.
Party Nintendo, like I was, Mario,
New Super Mario,
whatever
Mario Galaxy
is always
Mario Galaxy is really good. So,
what about Resident Evil 4? Some would
yeah.
say that's
Going
one of the best
three
games
to four,
of all time.
Yeah,
I would
really
say
good
that.
Jump. That's a really good jump. But then I feel like 5 is a step back. So
I don't.
But that doesn't change
from
the
four,
reboot.
Well,
yeah, the reboot's
true. That's
4.
True, that's true.
You know? I was thinking Grand Theft Auto from, you know, top-down shooting Grand Theft Auto 2.
GTA 3?
Yeah.
Yeah.
From 2 to 3. Yeah, that's a big
that's
a that's
good a big
point.
Reboot.
That's, a really
that's
good.
Good. I think the obvious answer here is MK9, Mortal Kombat
that's,
9.
That's
okay.
a good
to
one.
Take
no.
8 games
okay.
before and to make one that is completely the best.
Blows all the other out of the water.
That's
yeah.
a pretty good one.
That's
I think
a really good one.
That's the easy, obvious answer.
Yeah.
But I was trying to see if there are any other really, really good choices.
How about Street Fighter 4?
Another good one, but
Great
I
game.
Think MK9 does it better
oh,
in terms
yeah.
of rebooting a
yeah,
series.
MK sucked for a long time.
Yeah.
A lot of people like Street Fighter before
right.
and
to,
Street
to,
Fighter
right.
4.
And then
to,
making,
to span a gap.
Yeah, making a franchise that was all but dead and just really making
right.
it impressive.
MK9 does the Evel Knievel leap, whereas...
Especially coming off the coattails of MK versus DC and it just being like, oh, what are you guys doing to this thing?
Yeah.
And then just...
Oh. There it is. Batman.
Oh,
there you go.
Yeah.
That's
another
pretty,
one.
That's pretty reasonable, considering Batman...
Anything had... Batman to Batman.
Yeah, exactly.
Arkham Asylum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really good.
I wouldn't really consider that a reboot, though.
Like, technicalities.
Yeah.
It's more of a brand. Then you could be like, well, Transformers?
Yeah, I mean, to the same extreme, I would say that like there hasn't really been a good Transformers
were,
game to
were
play.
Were there Transformers games back in the day?
Yeah, oh
there
yeah,
was.
Sure there,
was
there have been.
A Transformers.
But the issue with it is like they were all like Japanese developers making those games, and they just don't. I don't think really could grasp what was great about Transformers.
I was not aware of those Transformers games.
There was a big one for PlayStation 2. know.
I think we've exhausted that, so let's move on to the next. What is the other question I have here? What is your favorite console? Or, if you can't decide on a favorite, what console do you think has had the best run of exclusive titles?
PlayStation.
I enjoyed my Metal Gear Solid, Final Fantasy, and my Resident Evil.
What would I say is my favorite console? And what would I say? I think PlayStation 2 has the best run of exclusive titles. Would I say?
But I like the Xbox better.
Would I?
Gears of War.
Halo.
Was Gears of War Xbox?
Yep.
Yeah, it's only Xbox.
No, but I'm saying, was it 360? Xbox?
It was 360 only.
Okay.
It was supposed to be a launch title, but then it never came out for like another year.
I don't know. I'd say PlayStation for my favorite console and for best.
I feel like my fondest memories of a console were probably PlayStation.
Yes. That's what really got me into gaming mostly.
And PlayStation. Well, yeah. I've had video game consoles pretty much ever since.
Oh yeah.
NES. So
same here.
But
I didn't play them religiously until.
I would say my strongest feelings were probably with PlayStation, and then PlayStation 2. I would say also probably has the best. I mean, it dominated the market at that time. So.
Oh yeah, I forgot about Tony Hawk for PlayStation for a while.
Yep. I mean, I played everything.
On that came out on
N64.
N64 simultaneously,
but at the time, I guess it was.
I mean, N64 is a great console. I think Super Nintendo was a better console, and I really enjoyed Super Nintendo.
I've only owned 4 consoles.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a sad existence.
Which consoles are they? Xbox 360. Nintendo, okay.
Super Nintendo, PlayStation 2, and 360.
So never an Xbox? Okay.
No.
Huh.
Dreamcast?
No.
Genesis?
Huh. Nope.
How do you go from a PS2 to Xbox 360? Just curious.
No, that's fine.
Just curious. I'm not saying anything
PS2
wrong.
PS2 had a bigger library.
It was the first generation jump. Like PS2 versus Xbox was about the same.
Yeah.
And then Xbox 360 came out way before PlayStation 3.
No, PlayStation 2 came out well before Xbox. So that's so that makes sense there that you probably would have got a PlayStation 2. And then,
but then he can just work on his backlog forever until the new console comes out, which would be an Xbox 360, probably not at launch, right?
No, it was about a year after
launch. Well, so 2006. I mean,
that sort of makes sense.
That's still 4 years with the console. That's not a ton of time, really.
No.
Yeah, that's cool.
Hmm. Interesting.
I'm surprised everybody immediately went to PlayStation because...
Because all there was for a while, I feel.
Well, I'm just surprised because I didn't think you guys were all going to be this. We were all going to be in the same boat. Like, I think that the PlayStation has had the best run of exclusive, like PS1, best run of exclusive titles.
Really?
PS1, best run of exclusive titles. Oh yeah. PS2 has had so much crossover with GameCube and Xbox. PS1 had a good long run with just exclusive.
That's because it was the only thing that was out at the time, you know.
Well, there was a Dreamcast.
Yeah, but...
And there was the N64. And then
really
the Xbox.
Same.
Nothing could be shared with the PlayStation, necessarily. Yeah. Well, I guess you had 64 could.
You had a Dreamcast, and you had an N64. T-Hawk was also on the Dreamcast.
Yeah, but not many things were shared between the Dreamcast and the PlayStation. There was just different technologies and...
Turok, if I remember, was on
64
and Dreamcast.
No, it was just
64.
It came out on Xbox later. Turok,
that's right.
The Evolution or something. Yeah.
That would be a remake.
Yeah, that was bad though. That wasn't very good.
It came out on current gen consoles.
Turok just did letter. Yeah, with the robot dinosaurs.
He strangled those little, the dude with the mohawk.
Yeah.
But I think my favorite. Most in terms of nostalgia and most fondest console is the N64.
Okay.
Rewind. Nintendo. Super Nintendo. Not the N64.
No, sure. Yeah. No. Like I said, Super Nintendo
SNES.
Would be.
SNES.
Battletoads Double Dragon was probably my favorite game.
Yeah.
Super Nintendo definitely had a lot of really good games that I still hold like dear to my heart. There's a lot. More games for the PlayStation that I remember being great.
Yeah, definitely.
Hydro Thunder.
Yep.
Hydro okay. Thunder not being one of them.
The last question I have written down here is an unforeseen Craigslist mix up has you in an unforeseen Craigslist mixed up. You are suddenly in ownership of the Tony Hawk IP. What do you do? This is an open-ended question.
I don't like this question.
I call up Tony Hawk and say, hey, can I come over?
Okay, good. Out? You just want to go hang out with T-Hawk?
Yeah. Or anybody that's in the game.
Okay, so another way to rephrase this would be, if you want to put it in positive light, what would you do to save the Tony Hawk franchise?
We don't use any stupid peripherals.
Okay.
We kick the Kinect to the side.
So, same thing.
Just, we're just only doing controller.
Right.
I think you make it more realistic skateboarding. Not crazy combos that I've done a thousand times.
But that's kind of what Tony Hawk is, right?
I don't completely disagree with you. I think making it too realistic is a mistake, but I also think continuing to go like the extreme way of it is not good. Continuing to make it even crazier than it is not good. I think you try to make it look more realistic, but I think you have to leave. It has to stay grounded into a certain reality. I really think we would completely reboot the first Tony Hawk. We just name it Tony Hawk and
Tony Hawk HD.
No, not even HD. Just leave all other misnomers off. Just the Tony Hawk.
I put it off in the deep end.
Yep.
I put like Tony Hawk in World War II, making them grinding like on Nazi helmets.
Fuck. Yeah.
So
this crazy shit, man.
This game was already made. It was called Metal Gear Solid 2 Subsistence.
No.
But you weren't in World War II.
It's not.
Yeah, but you were Snake.
And put it in Yo Gabba Gabba, and you're just.
Exactly.
Put it in all the craziest.
We're on the same track here. Here's my idea. Positions. This is what I'm pitching.
This is how you make this succeed?
Oh,
this is how you just drive it straight into the ground.
Because it's already in the ground. That's the secret. Tony Hawk is dead. So you go the route that everybody wants it to go, which is just freaking nutser. I would take Tony Hawk, and I would make Tony Hawk Kaka.
Kaka?
Yeah. Or Tony Hawk Gaga, if you would like to call it that, too.
Okay.
Like, it is Tony Hawk in the vein of Sega Gaga.
God.
Yes. You know what?
Lady Gaga is a stage. You can grind on her.
No, do you know what Sega Gaga is?
No.
I have no idea.
Nobody knows what Sega Gaga is?
I think you might...
You familiar with Sega Gaga?
Maybe.
Okay, well, if you are or are not, Sega Gaga is a Dreamcast game that only existed in Japan. And it was released around the time of the Dreamcast failing. And the premise was, you are the CEO of Sega, and it's your job to revitalize the franchise. So you were running around, like, pitching boardroom meetings, fighting Sega mascots, doing all this crazy shit. Like, it's an RPG, but exists in, like, the Sega digital world, but then in the real marketing world where you're, like, fighting bosses and middle managers and salarymans and fanboys and Sonic and all this sorts of shit. So I want to make Tony Hawk Kaka, where your job is to play as Tony Hawk to save the Tony Hawk franchise.
All right.
So, like, you can fight a fucking, you know... Tony Hawk skateboard board.
Oh, man.
Like, that's one of the bosses.
You fight the board from the Kinect?
There's no Kinect.
Or not the Kinect, but that stupid
the board. Peripheral.
Yeah.
The ride.
There's no peripherals. It's
in the game is what he's saying. You fight that, like...
I'm saying, you remember that board that we tried to get to work for the longest damn time?
Yep.
You fight that thing.
Yeah, you fight that thing. I think you give it one of two treatments. You either give it a full Activision suite treatment where you take all existing engines and you have Tony Hawk like literally grinding over military dudes' heads in first person shooting dudes as Tony Hawk. And then you also, you know, incorporate every engine that existed. So you're like doing Skylander stuff, you're doing Tony Hawk stuff, you're doing Rock Band stuff. You're just, it is the happy action theater, twisted pixel game of Tony Hawk.
Well, I would enjoy seeing this, how it worked out and everything. That's, I don't think that would save the franchise.
You don't think so? You don't think that if somebody said to you, like, yo,
did
this
it work
Tony
for Sega?
It didn't. No.
But it would be fun to play, I'm sure.
But I think that if you price it right and you create a crazy enough thing around the Tony Hawk franchise that is self-referential and stupid and making fun of Activision and all this stuff, that you could at least send Tony Hawk off with the best respects possible. You know, it's not like, I don't think there's any way to save it, but the best way to save it would be to make this game, which you could make maybe two more times.
It's shooting for the moon here. Just yes. Round the horn.
You just go off the deep end as crazy as possible. Tony Hawk, you know, doing a 13-minute summon of Bob Burnquist doing a backflip. Like, that would be the best stuff ever. You know, you have to do water pipe puzzle sequences to get through the you know, shed.
So you don't put the cop in the game again. You put Judge Dredd in the game.
Sure. Yeah.
How about having two skater gangs just start a massive brawl and swinging their boards, sack tapping each other?
They're all their boards are switchblades.
What is it?
Like
enemy
a brawler
state
or something? Yeah.
No, state of emergency with Tony Hawk just beating the shit out of people with his boards. Like, I see that. I see Sega Gaga. I see Twisted Pixel Game. And then I also see Retro Game Challenge. So it's a bunch of different stupid, simple games, all using previous
Tony Hawk Party.
Yeah,
party game.
Yeah, but it's not a party game because it's not like you play it with your friends. Like, it is a single player adventure through all these different stupid bullshit worlds of, like, Tony Hawk has to shoot his truck gun where he shoots out ball bearings out of a skateboard to kill, you know, developer Nazis who are trying to create a portal to the future to take over the to try and make WoW before it could ever happen. And Tony Hawk has to go back into the past to prevent them from happening.
All on his skateboard.
When does Abraham Lincoln show up?
At the end, when it's an FMV with Tony Hawk high-fiving Abraham Lincoln when they both do 900s.
Perfect.
And they're fighting vampires.
And they high-five three times.
Great.
Well, I think we have it. Activision, you listening?
Oh, I just need to get that out.
What was that, a cat fart?
Ugh. All right, that's all I have for questions. Anybody want to finish anything up there? Yeah.
Is it your turn for trivia this week, Griff?
Sure.
Well, it's you or me.
My trivia is gun themed.
Oh.
Damn it!
Wait, gun themed like the game?
No, like guns.
Okay.
Like an AK-47.
Ooh, no, this could be good.
Like, my trivia is themed around guns because in the next week, Borderlands 2 is going to be coming out, so I figured let's make this trivia about famous video game guns.
Guns.
Since the guns are going to get only nutser.
Nutser.
So,
guns.
The way my trivia works, we can veto this, move on to John's, is I tell you the proper name of famous video game gun. These are named like a proper name, not like AK-47.
Okay.
It is a name-ass name of a gun, and then you tell me what game that gun is in.
Okay.
You guys want to do this?
I'm down.
Sure, why not?
Okay. Get my little score sheet here. All right. first question. This gun is... let me just say this. First one, Ebony and Ivory.
Matt.
John.
Damn it.
Matt.
Devil May Cry.
Devil May Cry.
Damn it.
Who they belong to?
Dante.
Dante.
Good. Question number two. Cerberus.
Matt. John.
Matt wins again.
I might get this wrong. Actually, I'm probably going to get this wrong. Final Fantasy VII?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Then that was Vincent.
Yes. Also, Dirge of Cerberus.
Dirge of Cerberus. Okay.
Dirge of Cerberus is what I would have said.
But his gun's name is Cerberus.
Same difference.
Okay. Third question. Scarborough Fair.
Who?
Or parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
John. Bayonetta.
Bayonetta.
Bayonetta. Bayonetta.
Forgot about that.
Bayonetta.
The pistols that belong to
all four of them.
Bayonetta. Yep.
Feet and hands.
Okay. Question number four. The Patriot.
John. Solidus Snake from Metal Gear Solid 2.
No.
Damn it.
Matt, Metal Gear Solid 4.
Yes. Metal Gear Solid 4.
Guns of the Patriot.
No, it's not. No. Oh, sorry. Oh, false answer. My bad.
Give it a shot, Ryan.
Metal Gear Solid.
Nope. It's Metal Gear Solid 3. It's the boss's gun.
Oh.
It's that, It's an M4A that has a snub nose and the drum-fed magazine on the front with no backstock.
You were completely right. I'm thinking of a completely.
Once you finish the game, you can use it, but the boss uses it.
Yep. Okay.
You're completely right. I'm thinking of a P90.
Yeah. Yeah. Not that. Okay. Question number five. Blue Rose.
John.
John?
Crap. Devil May Cry 4.
Yeah.
Nero.
Yes. Okay, Matt and John tied 2-2 as we move into question number 6. These are getting harder as we go on. Question number 6, that gun.
Matt, Fallout 3.
No.
John, Doom?
No.
I have no idea.
Oh.
What's your guess, John?
John, Fallout New Vegas?
You already answered.
I know, but Fallout New Vegas.
It's Fallout New Vegas, yep.
It's that gun from
Blade Runner.
Blade Runner.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, question number 7. Mustang and Sally.
Ooh.
Matt, Red Dead Redemption?
Nope.
John, gun.
So sorry.
Nope.
Black Ops. Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Wow.
2.
Wait, Warfare 2 or Black
Ops? Call of Duty, Modern Warfare, Black Ops, whatever. It's Black Ops the First. However that fucking title works. You get them in zombie mode by upgrading the dual 1911s. Okay, question number 8. Gimmick arm.
Ryan? Barrett? Final Fantasy VII?
Yes!
Whoa.
Good pull, good Ryan. How did you know that?
That's a good one, because I was going to go.
I like that game.
Right, I didn't that game know too, that. But I don't remember that shit.
I had no idea if his gun had an actual name, and I was looking it up today. So, good call, dude. Nice one. Okay. Question number 9. All for One.
Ooh.
I have a second part to this, too.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Athos, Parthos, Aramis, and D'Artagnan.
John, Chrono Trigger.
Nope. Damn.
Can you repeat it one more time?
All for One. And then each individual gun is called D'Artagnan, Athos, Parthos, and Aramis.
Oh,
Aramis.
It's a gun now.
They're all guns. Every one of these things are guns.
That's right.
Psych! They're all guns. Anybody know what game?
I don't think. It sounds so damn familiar to me, but
I should know this.
Man, you should know this. No, I don't know.
Oh, I no, I probably should.
It sounds super familiar to me.
Yeah.
Guesses? Say a game, say a game.
I'll say a game. No More Heroes.
Nope. Ryan shakes his head.
This should be an RPG.
It is Bayonetta again.
Oh, really?
These are the guns that belong to Jean.
I would not have gotten that.
Huh.
The character name.
Four pistols, yep. Okay, that is the nine questions. For the final question, it's going to be a lightning round.
Oh.
Your challenge is to name as many guns, as soon as I finish this sentence, from Resident Evil 4, period.
Oh, God, I'm not going to...
God.
Like, actual names of the guns?
Yes.
Desert Eagle.
No.
Shotgun.
Yes.
Shit.
Pistol.
Pistol.
Bayonetta. Or no, Beretta.
No.
Rocket launcher.
No.
Grenade launcher.
Oh, wait, yes. Rocket launcher is one.
It's grenade launcher?
No.
What about acid rounds?
No.
Sniper rifle.
No.
45.
No.
Desert Eagle.
No.
50 cal.
No. Keep in mind, besides the easy ones,
sniper rifle.
These are uniquely named guns.
Ah, crap. Oh,
SVD?
Hand cannon.
That one, no. Resident Evil 4. Actually, you know what, John? I'm going to put a little side mark here, because I think that was an optional gun you could get if you beat it like 15 times.
Yeah. How about a crossbow?
Definitely not.
Well, that's not a gun. That's right.
Ah.
Gatling gun.
No.
Oh.
That was five.
Damn it.
What was those things? I'm trying to remember the
submachine
guns.
No.
Machine gun?
No.
Heavy machine gun.
Well, they're only guns, so you
light
can't.
Light machine gun?
No.
Assault rifle?
No. You've
AK-47.
You have mostly exhausted all the generic gun names.
Damn it. I just can't think of any of the awesome weapons. This is all RE4?
Yes.
Guns. I can think of other weapons, but...
Long shot.
What are other weapons, then?
Like, I was thinking of, like, chainsaw or something.
No. Guns like that you arrow. Purchase or find.
Long shot, far shot.
No, no.
High shot.
No.
Shot, shot.
No.
Shoot 'em up.
Nope.
Gunner runner.
Nope.
Blasto.
Nope.
Buster.
Fuck.
Buster.
Shit.
Oh, man. Is this the first curses?
I know one. I know the name of the shotgun. Shit.
Single action army.
Sherry?
Nope.
Yeah,
okay, 10 seconds left on the clock here.
Gosh, dang it. Ruby. Rose. Ragnarok.
Ebony Ivory.
Clementine.
Bandana.
Three. Two. One.
Rufy.
What was the name of the shotgun?
Striker.
Striker!
Oh, damn it. That's
or the
right.
Riot gun. Or the shotgun. Which I don't think anybody said.
I said shotgun.
He said all right, shotgun.
Well, I wrote you down for that then. Here are the guns. You had the Broken Butterfly, the Revolver, the Killer 7, the Desert Eagle, Striker, Blacktail, Red
we
9,
said
Chicago,
Eagle, right?
Yeah, it's not. There's no Desert Eagle. The Killer 7 was a Desert Eagle.
Oh, okay.
It's the name. Yeah.
The Red 9, the Mauser type pistol, Chicago Typewriter, the Tommy gun.
That's the Tommy gun.
The Punisher, the TMP, bolt action rifle, shotgun, handgun. Rocket launcher, semi-automatic rifle, riot gun, and that's it?
Hand cannon.
And then potentially a hand cannon.
I swear that's
which would make a tie for John and Matt.
I swear hand cannon's a thing.
Which I think you're right. I think that's a final thing that you can get.
Yeah, you,
if
like,
you can
decimate that game and you get hand cannon, which is like, I shoot you, you die.
Well, okay, that's great, because I have one final backup question.
No!
For the tiebreaker... Between John and Matt, in what game did you find the cerebral boar?
Matt.
Oh, crap.
Careful.
I might
Turok? Don't wait, just wait.
Don't wait, just wait.
Wait.
Don't wait. No, wait.
Turok 3.
Nope.
Okay.
Shoot, now he's got me thinking. Cerebral Roar.
I know
this,
it.
I played this game too.
I think I know it now. I'd just say something.
It's three, two,
yeah, John,
one, zero.
Bulletstorm.
Nope. It's Turok 2.
I knew it. Okay. I knew it.
Good thing I have a secondary backup question. First answer. BFG 9000.
Matt.
John, damn it.
Doom.
Good.
Damn it.
Big
no
fucking gun.
No Bulletstorm guns in there. Bone Duster?
Yeah.
Nope.
Well, he had plenty of guns to choose from, so.
There was a lot, definitely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, tons of guns.
All right, that's it for trivia.
And that's
we're over 2 hours this week.
Well, that's a good one. I'm going to enjoy listening to it. That's it for the show, guys. We already mentioned all the way to get a hold of us. I also figured out that, Griff, by the end of November, we'll hit episode 100 at this rate. We might miss a week in there somewhere, but as long
end
as we...
End of November?
Yeah.
Woo.
End of November.
Yeah, go through October, go
remember,
through this month,
the month
go
of
through
November.
This month, go through October, and then go through November.
By December.
We'll hit episode 100 before the end of the year.
Oh, no!
Easy peasy. It's going to be great. But that'll do it for the show, guys. Tune in next week.